Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we finished off our series at long last, our long march through the Gospel of Luke, the series we've been calling Labels. We were in Luke 24, looking at the resurrection. And it's difficult really to divide, right, the crucifixion and the resurrection. You really have to look at the crucifixion and the resurrection as one event. And one of the things that I said on Sunday, as we read Luke 24, and just the very straightforward account that Luke gives us, that the women came to the tomb and the tomb was empty. The angels telling the women, "Why do you look for the dead among the living? He is not here. He has risen." And just that incredible reality, that fact, the thing that our faith really hinges on. Something that I said on Sunday that I'll reiterate now is that the crucifixion and the resurrection form the hinge point of history. I think it's fair to say that the coming of Jesus and his work on the cross and the resurrection, and then I think you could argue his second coming, right? The consummation when he makes all things new. Pretty much everything in the Bible is pointing towards those things. When you read the New Testament, a lot of it is really looking back to what Jesus did at the cross and the resurrection. That is our hope, Christ crucified, and then looking forward to when he returns and when he comes back and he resurrects us along with him, crucified and resurrected, and one day will resurrect us bodily. If you read the Old Testament, you see these prophecies and these foreshadowings of the person of Jesus and his work at the cross. Isaiah 53, probably the most famous example, right? The one who would be crushed for us, who would bear our wounds, right? Who would be wounded in our place that we might experience healing, and that it was the will of the Lord to crush him. But you see it all over the Old Testament. And so I challenge you really to read the Old Testament and of course the New Testament, though it's more explicit in the New Testament, to read the Old Testament, open up your Bible, and as you read, recognize you're not just reading a bunch of random moral stories with moral lessons. Yes, they have moral lessons, but ultimately you're reading these stories that point us forward toward the person and work of Jesus, his crucifixion and his resurrection. That's what Jesus, as he walks with the two guys, we read on in Luke 24 to where Jesus walks with the two guys to Emmaus, and it says that he opens them, their minds, he leads them through the entire scripture, starting with Moses and the prophets. He leads them to show how all of the scriptures point to himself, that the Christ must suffer and die and then be raised again on the third day. So as we read our Bibles, again, we're not even primarily reading a list of rules or here's how to live your life. It's reading about the person and work of Jesus and how that plays into and is the hinge point of redemptive history. That God created mankind, mankind turned away from God, and so God sent his only son, Jesus, to live the life we could not live because of sin, to die the death that we deserved because of our sin, to take on the wrath of God against sin for us, and then to raise him from the grave, and that one day he'll return and he'll raise us from the grave. That's the gospel, that's the story. And so as we open up our Bibles, and I hope we are, we've challenged you to do that over the course of this series, right? To read through the book of Luke, pray through it, be in the Word. But as you're in the Word, reading it with what's called a sort of a Christocentric view, a Christ-centered view, and asking the question, and how does this point me toward Jesus and his finished work at the cross, his resurrection, and what that means for me? Just to give you an example from the Old Testament, if you're reading through the Exodus and you're reading the story of Moses, there's so many wonderful lessons from the life of Moses, but ultimately, there's a greater Moses. You read the story of Moses and you see, man, he even says it. There's one day God's going to raise up a prophet like me from among you, and you need to listen to him. And that's Jesus. The New Testament tells us that's Jesus. He's the greater Moses, the one who led his people out of slavery, not physical slavery, but slavery to sin. And that Jesus brought us to that. He brings us to the promised land. He is the deliverer, the mediator, the one who makes a better covenant for us and who leads us into God's very presence. Let me pray for you. Let me encourage you then to take a little bit of time and just to pray for yourself today and reflect on the beauty of the finished work of Jesus at the cross, his resurrection, and the reason for our hope. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for the way you love us, God. And thank you, Lord, for your word and how it points us forward to Jesus as we read the Old Testament, how we read in the New Testament, looking back to the crucifixion and resurrection and looking forward to your return, Jesus. As we read our Bibles, will you help open our eyes to see, God, it's all about you. It's not about primarily, here's the things we need to do, but rather what's been done for us. The hinge point of history, the crucifixion and the resurrection. Jesus, thank you for your finished work and that you rose again and that we too, because you live, we too will live. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now just to pray for yourself.